Unit 1, page 10, task 2. Members of the team are discussing students in the support group. Listen to the discussion and write the missing information in the spaces provided in the note sheet. One has been provided as an example. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 2 minutes to tidy up your answers.
Okay, so how are we getting on with our groups? Would you like to begin, Lisa?
Well, one of the students in my group has been depressed about family problems for a while now. She has also been feeling quite lonely at school.
Do you think she's been lonely at school because she's feeling bad about her family?
Well, she didn't tell me a lot about it, but I think that's quite likely. The good news is that she doesn't feel as lonely these days. She has learnt to become more outgoing now, so she's made some new friends.
It's easier to make friends if you're outgoing.
I think the support of the other kids in the group has really helped her to become more outgoing. However, her family problems are still there. She's still having a hard time at home, but at least she feels better about coming to school.
Yes, that's a silver lining. I hope home life gets easier for her soon. What about you, Leo? Anything you'd like to talk about?
Well, there's one boy in my group who felt a lot of pressure from his schoolwork.
I don't think that schoolwork-related stress is anything unusual.
Well, no. But he was really struggling to keep up with his schoolwork, and that made him really stressed out. Anyway, I've been doing some private tutoring with him, and he's feeling more relaxed now.
Great. Problem solved.
Well, he's not out of the woods just yet. He's more relaxed, but he's still quite worried about exams.
We all worry about exams. The important thing is that he's much better than he was.
Exactly. Good work, Leo. Hopefully he can see that there's light at the end of the tunnel now. How's your group getting on, Sam?
Pretty good. Although one of the guys has been quite upset about his body image. He's worried about being skinny. He thinks that being skinny has made him unpopular with girls.
Oh, I'm sure that's not true. I don't think being skinny would make you unpopular with girls.
Well, that's how he felt. So I encouraged him to do some sports. He joined a gym last month, and it seems like the exercise has helped. He's not as skinny now that he's working out regularly.
That's good. Exercise is a great way to feel better, no matter what your problem is. Anyone else?
Speaking of body image, there's another girl in my group. She doesn't feel good about her body because she thinks she's overweight. I've tried to tell her that it's not true, but I couldn't change the way she feels. She just doesn't like her body, and she's jealous of slim girls.
Jealous of slim girls? Oh dear. So, what have you suggested?
Well, my advice was that if she wants to slim down, she should be eating fewer snacks. She's been following my advice and eating fewer snacks, but I'm not sure if she's feeling any better. Anyway, we should all be hitting the snack cart less often.
Yes, I suppose so. Anybody else?
Actually, there's one other person I'd like to mention. A boy in my group has a problem with anger. He's struggled with anger for years now. He can lose his temper easily, and it's not easy to calm him down again.
Yes, you mentioned him at our last meeting. Does he still lose his temper often?
Being in the group has been really good. The other kids all try to help him to keep control of his temper. He told me that he finds it easier to stay calm now, because he knows the other members would be really disappointed if he lost control.
So he's succeeding in keeping a cool head?
Most of the time, yes.
Well, that's great news, Leo. I'm so glad to hear that.
This is the end of task two. You now have 2 minutes to complete your answers to task two and to tidy up all your other answers.